I gave that to you for a present.
She thinks that's the cover.
You know what? I'm going to play with you.
Mom, she thinks that's the cover of that.
Okay, Amanda, this is Big Bird's Red Book, right? To start off, I'm going to show you what the color red looks like. I've got something right here in this bag, and we don't see what it is because the page is ripped out. But we see his red feet. But we know what it is, huh?
Amanda,
you know. Something red, that's funny. I know I put something red in here this morning. See, he's looking in his bag for something red.
Red light.
And look at, red light, red car. And what else is red here?
Apple.
That's right. And he's looked, there's red all around him. He's looking right in the bag. Red is a very beautiful color. I think you're really going to like it. And, look what happened to all the red stuff. The red car smashed into the red apples. And there's another red car smashing in. And there's a guy eating the red apples with the red sweater on. That's really red, huh? The bird should turn around and see him back. Just hold on a minute. I know there's something red in here somewhere. See, he's looking in the bag, and now we've got a red tow truck trying to tow away the red car with the red fire engine in back, with the other red car over here about to run the red light. Right?
Nuh-uh.
No? That's what I think. I seem to have bird seed in here. Bird seed isn't red. What else is red in this picture? There's something new. No. Right, a red marching band. Big Bird seems silly. Hey, none of this stuff is red. Look at this. He's got roller skates. He's got toys. He's got bird seed. He's got marbles. Nothing's red. Look at all this. Red riding hood. Red flag, red car, red people. Look at all their clothes are red.
What is that?
That's red and white. That's a man on stilts. And the light's still red, too. And red
horses.
Red, no, they're reindeers. Red Santa Claus, but red reindeers. I wonder what happened. I was sure I put something red in this bag. I guess this is the wrong bag. Golly, I must have put all the red things in some other bag. Uh-oh, Amanda.
Yeah.
Here it comes. Didn't I have another bag with me a few minutes ago? Where's this other bag, Amanda? No, wait a minute. Maybe that was yesterday. Now we can't remember. Did he have another bag with him? Where is it?
I don't know.
I know where it is. I see it.
Yeah.
Say, I'm really sorry, guys. I'm afraid this book hasn't been as interesting as I had hoped. I wanted to show you guys red things. And the last page is ripped out. Gee. Mandy, you ripped the page out. That's the best page in the whole book. Anyways, he sits on a bag of tomatoes. He left his bag of red things on the bench.
Yep.
And they were tomatoes, and he sat on them, and he squished red stuff all over the place.
Okay.
Huh? Yep, that's a little part of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you can see little pieces of the tomatoes being splashed all over the place.
She turned that on.
The end. With the pages up, that's terrible.
I don't think that's too.
I can probably hold a while.
Oh, you think?
I know, yeah. Okay. Do you want to read the book too? The Very Hungry Caterpillar. Yes. What color is he?
Green.
Right. Look at all those pretty colors. The Very Hungry Caterpillar. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. That's the egg, that's right. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up, and pop, out of the egg came a tiny, very hungry
caterpillar.
Right, look look at the sun. The sun looks happy that he came out of his egg, huh?
Yeah.
He's got a happy face. He started to look for some food. Wait a minute, Amanda, wait a minute. He started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through how many pears?
12.
But he was still hungry. Oh, my God, I can't believe he was that hungry. On Wednesday, he ate through 3 plums, but he was still hungry. On Thursday, how many strawberries is that he ate?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, that's 4. He ate 4 strawberries. On Friday, he ate through 5 oranges, but was still very hungry.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Do you get that hungry?
Yeah.
I do too. Hey. On Saturday, he ate through a piece of, what is that? Chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake.
An ice cream cone.
An ice cream cone.
A pickle.
A pickle.
A slice of Swiss cheese.
Slice of Swiss cheese.
Salami.
Salami.
One lollipop.
One lollipop.
Piece of cherry pie.
Piece of cherry pie.
One sausage.
One sausage.
One cupcake.
One cupcake.
And one
watermelon.
Right. And that night, he had a stomach ache.
Yep.
Wow. Do you blame him? I don't blame him. You do? Yeah, he shouldn't eat that much. The next day was Sunday again.
Yeah.
The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, and after that, he felt much better.
Yes.
Must be good for indigestion. Green leaves. Now, he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar. He was a big, fat caterpillar. Look at how big he got.
Look at his legs.
Oh, his legs are still tiny, tiny, huh? He built a small house called a cocoon around himself, and he sat inside.
This is not a cocoon.
It is a cocoon. And then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon and pushed his way out. And what do you think happens to caterpillars when they come out of their houses? They turn into beautiful butterflies. That's right. Yes, don't you think that's a beautiful butterfly?
No.
His
eyes are yellow.
His eyes are yellow? His eyes are. His eyes are. Yeah, he has yellow eyes, but that's okay. Butterflies can have yellow eyes because they're beautiful.